fact sheet for families and carers. Help us keep residents safe and well. The health of residents is our top priority. We are committed to ensuring they receive the care and support they need, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Section 1. What happens if someone falls ill at night or on the weekend? We have lots of options to make sure help is available quickly. We have a nurse available, plus direct links to doctors, other nurses, pharmacists, hospitals, and the ambulance service. We are able to use telehealth, phone and video calls, to seek immediate expert advice, instead of waiting for a doctor to travel to the care home. Trips to the emergency department may be distressing, so where possible, doctors and nurses will care for ill residents in their own rooms. If you are listed as an emergency contact, we will call you if there is cause for concern. Section 2. What can you do to help? Talk with us to make sure residents' GP and other contacts are up to date. Together, we can write up a plan for after-hours care. If you take a resident out for a healthcare visit, please ask for a treatment summary and share it with us when you return. If the resident has an advanced care plan or someone appointed to act on their behalf, make sure we have those details. Section 3. What else can you do? Talk to the resident about an advanced care plan to make sure their wishes are respected. If needed, discuss setting up a power of attorney or appointing a medical treatment decision maker. Talk to us to ensure we have all the information needed to provide the best all-round care for your resident. There are some treatment options that might be new for you. Consider looking at the website of the Victorian Virtual Emergency Department at vved.org.au and searching the Department of Health's website at health.vic.gov.au for residential in-reach services.